This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Former U.S. President Barack Obama told the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, that world leaders at the summit have not done nearly enough to address the climate crisis. Speaking during the second full week of talks on Monday, President Obama said that most nations failed to meet the commitments made in the 2015 Paris Climate Conference Agreement. He also said the world is nowhere near where it needs to be in confronting climate change. He said it was particularly discouraging that the leaders of China and Russia, two of the largest emitters, declined to attend the conference. President Obama said both nations have demonstrated what appears to be a dangerous lack of urgency on climate change. Communities on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border are preparing for heavy traffic and long waits at the ports of entry. That's because the U.S. has reopened its land borders to non-essential travel after almost 20 months of COVID-19 restrictions. Travel across land borders from Canada and Mexico has been largely restricted to workers whose jobs are deemed essential. New rules will allow fully vaccinated foreign nationals to enter the U.S. regardless of the reason. U.S. officials urge travelers to have their travel and vaccine documents readily available for border authorities to inspect in anticipation of longer than usual wait times at the ports of entry. Japanese health officials say the country reported no daily COVID-19 deaths on Sunday. That was the first time the nation could say that in more than a year. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The African Union envoy for the Horn of Africa warned on Monday the window of opportunity is closing for a political resolution of the crisis in northern Ethiopia. This warning comes as the country tips further toward all-out conflict. Former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo, who is the AU's special representative for the Horn of Africa, briefed the UN Security Council from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia's capital. He said, quote, "The time is now for collective actions in finding a lasting solution to avoid further escalation of the situation, which may have a direct effect on the strategic Horn of Africa region as a whole." Obasanjo said he has met separately with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and leaders of the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front. He's also met with some allied groups in order to de-escalate tensions and seek the start of talks. Fighting has escalated in the lead up last week to the one-year anniversary of the start of the conflict. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega's government wants to make it seem like an historic democratic victory happened a day after the elections in what many of the world's democracies are condemning as a sham. Nicaragua's Supreme Electoral Council said that nearly all of the ballots counted, Ortega had won more than 75% of the vote. The outcome was never in doubt after his government jailed seven of the leading potential opposition candidates, clearing the way for an Ortega sweep for the fourth consecutive term. With all government institutions firmly within Ortega's grasp and the opposition jailed or in hiding, Ortega eroded what hope remained that the country could soon go down a democratic path. The panel investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection has issued subpoenas to six more associates of former President Donald Trump. They are believed to have been involved in the former president's bid to overturn his 2020 election loss. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The subpoenas escalate the committee's probe into the attack's origins. Chairman Benny Thompson is demanding testimony and documents from those he says took part in a so-called war room before the siege and plotted ways of stopping the election certification. They include former Trump election campaign chief Bill Stepien and former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn.
We have more on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.